And welcome into a Monday inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, rested and relaxed after a long weekend, I'm sure.
I think refreshed is the right word, J.P. I'm refreshed.
Okay.
Ready to work.
Hey, seven games to go, and the Jaguars are back on the practice field today in preparation, at least starting preparations for the game at Houston on Sunday. You spoke with Mike Mularkey after practice today, and he had some injury updates. So start on the offensive side. Mojo Gabbert, what's
well, this? Well, it's stuff that I think we sort of assumed. Yeah. It sounds like Maurice Jones-Drew almost certainly won't play. You don't really want to rule him out, but he's probably out on Sunday. Yeah. Blaine Gabbert, who you figured was going to come back, it sounds like he's going to be good to go. I would think he'll practice same way he did the last couple of weeks, practice full, with some concern about the shoulder, but it sounds like he's going to play.
Defensive backs have been banged up a good bit. What's the latest on Lowry at safety and Mathis at corner?
Well, they both worked on the side today. It was good to see those guys, and I asked Lowry, I said, is this a good sign? He goes, well, it's not a bad one, being out there. I don't think they know exactly what their status is going to be, but the fact that they're working is a good sign long-term for the secondary.
This team is 1-8. They're going into Houston, a team that won a real slugfest in the muck last night at Soldier Field, and they're 8-1, first place in the division, one of the best teams in all the league.
All actually. Those things, right?
All of that.
Right.
Now, all of that said, right. A lot of people outside of this building don't feel the Jaguars have a chance at all in Houston on Sunday. But how does how do the guys in the locker room block all that out and concentrate on this game?
Well, I think the block it out part is the most important thing. You have to at this point. You're 1-8. They're 8-1. Nobody's going to give you a chance against very many teams the rest of the way when you're 1-8. At this point, it's about shutting out the noise, and it's about sort of putting the rest of what's happened already behind you. You've got to find something to build on out of this season. You've got to put some things together, figure out where you are as a team. I expect this team to play with pride and play well at times the rest of the season. And they're going to need to play well in Houston because this is one of the best teams in the league.
And not just the Houston game, but after that, six games left, seven games including Houston. You got to find something in those seven games to play for.
Yeah, and a lot of guys talked about that. They use words like pride. They use words, those are things you don't want to be talking about with seven games to go in the season. You want to be talking about playoffs. You want to be talking about other things. They're not, so it's up to these guys to figure out something to play for the rest of the way.
You ever been on a Navy ship before?
I've not.
Well, you better watch the show tonight.
I'll be tuned in.
Jaguars All Access live from the USS The Sullivans at Naval Station Mayport. That's at 7 o'clock on CBS 47 and Jaguars.com. Cecil Shorts III and LaRon Robinson are the guests. For John, I'm JP. That's it for Inside the Jaguars. We'll see you on Wednesday.